All right, Bishop Helan, State semifinal winner today. Jonathan Hope, a big part of that success. Jonathan, you're getting to play for a state title next week. First off, just tell me the thoughts and feelings on that opportunity.
It feels great. Just got to go have another game with my brothers. It's nothing better. It's best feeling in the world.
When you put on the Helan jersey, you know, that's a proud program with a lot of tradition. Speak to kind of the expectation that goes into that.
You know, this is the expectation. We are supposed to make it this far. There's a lot of guys behind us, a lot of people at home watching us. We got to do our thing.
Really felt like the big play of the game was your kick return. You know, they had scored, they got it down to one, and all of a sudden, you know, it's back up to a two-score game. Take me through that play.
I know. I was in my head, I was like, if I get this ball, I'm taking it. So, I don't know. We got my blocks, made the play. It felt great.
You know, anybody who ever gets a chance to return a kick, that's the kind of thing that they dream of. Speak to kind of what's going through your mind in that moment to make that happen.
Get the ball, run. I mean, there's nothing really going through my head. I was just like, if I get this ball, I'm taking it. So that's what I did.
When you crossed the goal line and you knew you scored, and obviously it's a big play, what were the thoughts then?
I was like, couldn't have done it any better. Like, that's what I wanted to do for my team, and I did it.
Get a play for a title next week. What's it going to take to win it?
It's going to take a lot. We got a big week of practice ahead of us. We're just going to battle through the whole week. We just get back healthy and, you know, come back next week.
Awesome job today.
Thank
I heard Noah Conley, Bishop Helan, quarterbacking the Crusaders to a state semifinal win. Noah, you know, a heck of a showing. How are we feeling?
I feel great. It's awesome to get a chance to play for a state championship with my brothers.
You know, you get the ball as the quarterback in a game like this. Speak to where you're at mentally coming in.
I know I'm in good shape. I got great guys around me, great players, and they make it easy for me.
You know, Kaysen goes down early, and obviously that's never something you want to see. Speak to, you know, the adjustments that you guys had to make and how you guys had to kind of rally.
We just had to come together. We had to have our leaders step up, and we did. So
you had a lot of success in the passing game today. Take me through what you were seeing and what was kind of working there offensively.
Guys getting open, giving them a chance to make a play, and they did.
As a quarterback, I mean, you guys took advantage of some short fields. How much easier does that make your job when the defense is giving you short fields to work with?
It makes it so much easier. Defense played a great job getting turnovers, and great job by the defense.
Get a chance to play for a state title next week. Speak to, you know, the feelings on that and what that means.
It's super exciting. We just got to put our head down and keep working like we always do.
What would it take to get the job done next week?
Just come together as brothers and just work together. Work hard, practice. And
all right, Coach, I mean, you guys are playing for a title after a semifinal win. I guess just tell me your thoughts and feelings on today.
Just really happy with how the guys, you know, performed. They came certainly ready to play. Came out really well, scored and got on top against a really, really good Waller team that's really well coached. And, you know, just can't be more happy with how they performed. And also know that, you know, the job's not done. We got a lot ahead of us.
You know, Kaysen leaves the game early on, and I know a lot of what you guys do offensively revolves around him. Still found ways to put points on the board. You know, what'd you like offensively?
Well, it was nice to see the response. I was a little worried about how we would respond with Kaysen being hurt, you know, and so we could have folded our tent. But the guys, you know, they kept fighting. Avery Favors played an outstanding game, you know, running the ball on defense. You know, I've said all along that he could start on most teams around here as a running back, but we just, you know, have another really good one there too. So it was his opportunity. He took advantage of it, and, you know, just really happy for him.
Really felt like Noah played like a senior quarterback today. Speak to what you saw from him.
Just made some really good decisions out there. And then when the play broke down, made some smart plays as well. Didn't just dirt the ball. Didn't make a silly throw. Made throw when he could. And if he couldn't get something out of it, used his feet and tried to get what he could. So that was a, like you said, a very senior quarterback type game. And if we can get that out of him next week, we'll have a good chance.
I'm sure, you know, a million times you've said or heard, you know, defense and special teams is important. I mean, today you guys forced five turnovers. You had some big special teams plays. Talk about the magnitude of those today.
It's everything. It's that when you play good teams, it normally always comes down to penalties and turnovers, and you know, throw special teams in on top of it. And that was the difference in the ball game, quite frankly. You know, turning those guys over when they don't normally turn the ball over, and you know, that's been what our defense has kind of hung their hat on all year, is creating good field position for our offense, and then being able to capitalize. So just really happy how they played and you know, we're flying to the ball and doing some really good things against a really, really good football team.
Now you get a chance to play for a state title. You know, of course, you don't know who you're going to play yet, but do you guys allow yourselves to think about what it would mean if you're able to finish it next week?
Well, I think you always have to visualize those things. If you don't see it, and you know, sometimes if you visualize those things, you can make it happen a little bit. You know, it doesn't always happen that way, but you have to mentally check in. And yeah, I mean, hey, whoever we play is obviously going to be an outstanding football team. So we have to prepare like we've never prepared. That's both on the field and off the field, more mental probably than physical at this time of the year. But, you know, hey, guy can dream, you know, and that's what our dream is state championship.
So. Coach, congrats.
Thank you very much.